ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav Hashalom.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Vav. The Gemara brings at the beginning a braisa that Oivdei Kachavim, Oivdei Mesaharim, Mesagvois, Hein Mutarim Avdein B'Saif, Sazroi Mesayirakis, Hein Asurin Avdein B'Saif. That Zroim and Yerakos are your Netzer with Avodah Zarah. The Israel of Avodah Zarah. It's different than a Har. The Har is Mechubar, is not Nesar. But the Zroim and the Yerakos are Nesar. So Mara says, it's only like Rabbi Yehuda. Because that holds that Elon Shinatol was if Avodah is Aser. So that's why the Zroim could be Aser, because it's like the Elon that you plant. And then afterwards you arrive at it. So it becomes Aser. So Mara says, why do we say it's talking about Ilan Shanatu Mitchila Lekach? And it's only like the Rabbanon. And when it's told Mitchila Lekach, even the Rabbanon agree that it's Aser. And she's like, Lord, do me the har. Mahar, Shalom Aso Mitchila Lekach is Aser. So who had in by these Raman Yerakas? We're talking about that it was Shalom Aso Mitchila Lekach and it's still Nesar. So it must be going like Rabbi Yisri Rabbi Yehuda. It's mavur in the Gemara that a har is called lo yaso mitchila lakach. That a har is not nesar because lo yaso mitchila lakach. Why is it lo yaso mitchila lakach? So the pshuta a har, you don't make a har. A har, all the mountains that there are meshesh meibreshes. No one made them, so it was lo yaso mitchila lakach. But it's also mashma though that the Teres Chaim speaks out that even if a har that a person would make, a person makes a pile of dirt. You know, often. People that are building, they put a pile of dirt, and make a pile, bring a pile of dirt. Says the Teres Chaim that even in that case, when you make a pile of dirt, so it's a har which is man made, but because it's lo yaso mitchila lekach, so it doesn't have a tefisas yad adam, and therefore it's mutter. So that's what the Teres Chaim says. That's mashon in the Gemara. If a person would theoretically take dirt from place A to place B. And the reason he put it in place B was in order to be ovidit in place B, then it's like an ilan shenato l'shem kach, and it's aser. But normally that's not the case of har. As you said, normally a har pashut is not man made, and even if a har is man made, but it wasn't made in order to be ovidit. That the Teres Chaim speaks out, which just mashal comes out in Afkamino, that if you make a har, and then afterwards the person does go and is ovidit. So it's true that it will not be Nesar, even if you're Yerbi Rabbi Yehuda. But that's the Arsugya we mentioned yesterday. More later on in Daf Mem Ches holds that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, when you plant an Elon, so even the Elon itself becomes Nesar. Not only the things that grow are Nesar, but even the Elon itself is Nesar because it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. So Lefi the Sugya in Daf Mem Ches, if a person would take dirt from point A to point B to make a har stam because he wants a har, and then later on, someone would come and be ovid it, so it would be Nesar. But our sugya holds not that way. Our sugya holds the kozman that it was not aso mitchila lakach, so then it's mutter. That's why a har, according to our sugya, will always be mutter. Because as long as it wasn't made, l'shem avodah zarah, it's mutter. Akobanim, we see from the Teres Chaim here, that even on a har, there's what to speak about, that it should be Nesar. And even though you take dirt and you make it, it's karka oilam now, but it could be Nesar. The reason it's mutter here is because there's no tfisiyat adam in the Isra. So this is very interesting nafkamina, in this shaila. The Yisoid the Teres Chaim says is mevur lahalach in the Urzarua. The Urzarua in Hilchos Avelus. Simin Tov Chof Gimel. The Urzarua talks about whether a kever is Nesar. So the Urzarua says that the kever that the Gemara refers to, that the most referred to in the Gemara, when a person is stuck into a ma'ara, a cave that exists, and you stick the person into a cave, so says the Arzarua that the cave is not Nesar, because it's Karka Oilam, and Karka Oilam is not Nesar. But then he brings the Yesh Mefarshim. That's only because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. But he says, Kvaris Shalonu, our graves, Shechoyfrin Bekarka, Umashlichen Ofer Lochutz, Umachnisin Shamesa Kefer. First we dig out the grave, we dig out the dirt, and then we put the mace inside. And then we put the dirt back on the kever. That is Aser. Why? It's karka oilam. Karka oilam is not nesar. Shrihoisavoy tfisa as yidei odom. That's called tfisa as yidei odom. Kiramin perikol atzlamim. Neima sheira sura. Neshiyesh bat tfisa as yidei odom. Kol shiyesh bat tfisa as yidei odom. Aser. Asuya mail asuya ilan shenato ilu besoif avdai. That here, this is called that there's tfisa as yidei odom. People took out the dirt and put the dirt back. So ilan shenato ilu besoif avdai. Even that is aser. Kol shiyesh bat tfisa as yidei odom. By the kever. So here, as long as there's tfisas yad adam in the kever, so it's aser. So the chayyur would mean to say that the kever is a so mitchil lekach, and according to one adam, you don't even need a so mitchil lekach. The tol basayf avdei is aser. But chayyur, by every kever, we have the netol mitchil lekach, and therefore it's aser. Now, kopanim, we see that even by offer itself, we can learn out from the klalam of Asherah. That's mavur and the arzarua. That even by offer you take out of the ground and you put it back in. We can learn out that if it's called tfitzis yad adam, then it's aser. However, in the Torah is mavur not the way. The Torah in Yeridei Simin Shin Samach Dalet. Bring this from Rabbeinu Yeshaya that offer a kever is aser. Shem davi ketolu shel b'soif kechibrei. So then we mentioned yesterday, more later on, that even on things that are karka, but as long as it's detached and then reattached, so it's called tolush. So says the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who had in the dirt, it was detached from the ground and then reattached, so it's aser. So the Torah argues, the Torah says that here it's called karka oilam. Filu tolush v'echzirei. Torah understood that the whole din of tolush v'osef chibrei is only on things like a house or a wall, when it's something on top of the ground. Here it's the ground mamish. You can put it back in, it's dirt, it's mamish part of the ground. So then in this case, tolosh el b'seif chibroi will be considered mechubar, not called tolosh. So that's the machlokes between the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, if it's considered tolosh or considered mechubar. But the question is on the Torah, that even if the Torah holds that it's called mechubar, so and you don't have the chumra of tolosh el b'seif chibroi, but why is it not like in Ilan Shenatoa L'Shem Kach? Like, you take dirt, put it back in. So if it's in Ilan Shenatoa L'Shem Kach, you put it back in only in order to be the kever of the mace. So Avadit should be Tfisis Yad Adam. And it should be Aser. Why does the Torah hold that it's Mutter? So one could taina that here it's that just like the Torah says, there's no din of Tolosh of Losayf Chibroi, because it's the Karka Oilam. So it could be that he holds also that there's no din of Tfisas Yad Adam. The Torah might argue on what the Torah Chaim says by us, that only on a tree, which is also something that's still, it's still above the ground, it's not the ground itself. And then we could say that there's a din of Tfisas Yad Adam, and a Saum Yitzchil Shem Kach. But Shemkin, the ground itself, and that there's no, we never say that it's there. It entirely loses any independent entity. We always look at it as a chelik of the ground. So actually, the Orzoru himself does mention this possibility that maybe we can shtel tzu our Gemara talking about an Elon to a case of karka which is called mechuber gomer. He does mention this. He disproves this possibility from the Hemshecha Gemara. You have to know. But that is a possibility to understand the Torah, because it's karka mamish, so we don't show truth to the din of Elon. But the achrayim give other answers to the Torah. Why the Torah did not hold of the teretz of did not hold that's like netov mitchil l'shem kach, putting the offer back in the kever. The Be'er Yitzchak says in Yerdei Simin Chavtes and Simin Lamed says al pi the Ramban that we saw yesterday. The Ramban says the whole chumra of netov mitchil l'shem kach is only when it becomes aser at bishas anetiyah. The Ramban says it's only according to the Man d'Omar that an elon can become nesar even before you're ovid it. So then, as you're planting the elon, you're making it into an asherah. You're making it into an avodah zarah. But if in the case when it's only nesar ayedei v'avodah, then there's no chumrah of netov mitchil l'shem kach. That's the Ramban. Says the Ber Yitzchak that the iser of a kever is not only the dirt. What makes the kever is the whole kever. So the kever, says the Ber Yitzchak, is mavur in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it's only nesar when you put the mace inside. You dig out the dirt to make a kever. It's only nesar once the mace comes inside. So Mamela, it's not Shaykh to Aser over here, because Zinav Natomi Tchila L'Shem Kach. Because Kozman that you're digging out the dirt to make the kever, so there's no mason side, so there's no iser. So even though you're making it L'Shem the kever, but that doesn't Aser. It only Asers once the mace is there. So Mamela, that's too late already, because it has to be that the sea of the kever was on L'Shem Kach. That's what he says. By me, it's not such a dover pashut. Whether we look here mitzad the kever, mitzad the offer, but the Bar Yitzchak said we look mitzad the kever. The kever is what thing that's usher, and by the kever is only neser once the mace is inside. Meila, it's not shayach the iser of netal mitchil l'shem kach. That's the teretz of the Bar Yitzchak. Again, this is tali. This is tali in the Ramban, in the Svar of the Ramban, or not the we mentioned yesterday that the Chiddush Aran argues on the Ramban that Mr. Shach in Simin Kuf Mem Hei, Paskins, not like the Ramban, says that even if it will only be Nesar Aydei the Avoida, it's still Shaykh the Isra of the Tomit Chil L'Shem Kach. But Abhi the Ramban, the Be'er Yitzchak says that by Kever it's not Shaykh the Isra of the Tomit Chil L'Shem Kach. That's one teretz I found for the tour. Another teretz I found in the Chazvinish, in Yerudei Simin Reish Tess of Cotton Base. Chazanish says, "Shani avoyde zora sheneseres aydei machshavtoi, shemiyachid laavoyde zora, ubezem mahani netiyosoi lekach shemiyachzoi laavoyde zora sheacharkach, shekeshavdo yochol lo shem avoyde zora." Chazanish says that the isra of netom itchil l'shem kach is connected to the fact that the isra of avoyde zora is telling your machshava. Machshava is what makes something into avodah zarah. A person stam bows down in front of an avodah zarah without machshavas avodah zarah. It's not avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is always telling your machshava to be oved the avodah zarah. Says the Chazon Ish. So here the yisoid of netov mitchil l'shem kach, which answers, is because by planning to make this into an avodah zarah, so you can answer it. I did the yichud itself for avodah zarah. When the person is oivet later on, then it's chal shem avodah zara. Av mishamish ameis loy nesarim rakish mishamish es ameis. Kevin shebeshash mishamish ameis who mechuber lechal of shem avodah zara klal. Mashinkin says the Chazon Ish that the isra of kever shimush ameis isn't totally with machshava, it's totally with actually being mishamish the meis. So at the time that the dirt is being mishamish the meis, it's again mechuber lekarka. Even if we just talk about the dirt, but the dirt is only Nesar when it's actually, it only could be Nesar by they actually being Meshamish the Meis. At that point, it's Mechubar. So we don't see a plan. There's no Mahalach by the Isser of the Meis. So Kozman, that the dirt was outside, it wasn't Abing Meshamish the Meis. So even though the dirt is Tolush, there's no Shimush HaMeis. When there's a Shimush HaMeis, the dirt is Mechubar. So there's no point where you're going to answer it. Mashingin says the Chazon Ish, the Yisoid of the Din of Netov Mitchil L'Shem Kach, it's because by Avodah Zarah, we were able to look at the Machshava, we look at the plan. So when the Netil L'Chatchila, Al Shem Avodah Zarah, can answer even though you need the Avodah later on. You said this yesterday, this is Klachar, the Kapi Yabshad in the Ran also, that the Ran that argues on the Ramban, and says that even though the Isra is totally in the Avodah, but the Netov Mitchil L'Shem Kach can answer because the Avodah Zarah, the Yisoid of the Isser, is because of Machshava. So we can connect the idea, the process, the plan to be Oved it to the Avodah that's on later on, and therefore we see that the putting in the, even before you put it in, it was Miyuchad L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Mashinking by the dirt, it's only because it's on top of the mace, that's when it could be Yisser. And at that point, it's already called Mechubar. And that's not Shaykh and Isser. Like upon him, just to summarize what we saw here, that the Indian of dirt, that in the Gemara, it's in Bayas and Mavur, that a har is called Loi Netov Mitchilo L'Shem Kach. And that's why it's not Nesar. So he said the Pashto Peshat is that Pashto the har is there, Mishesh is made Bereshis. But the Teres Chaim says that even a har that you'll make is Asr, because it wasn't Mitchilo L'Shem Kach, it's not Tfisas Yad Adam. But if it would be a Mitchilo L'Shem Kach, and it would be Asr. And this concept that we find that dirt can be have Yisurim on it, dirt itself, we find Mefurish in the Arzaruah that says that the dirt is Asr by a kever, similar to an Elon, because it's the Tfisas Yad Adam, when you put the dirt back, and that's why it's Aser. But the Torah holds that there's no Iser. He holds that it's not even a Shaykh, the Iser of the Tom Mitchil Shem Kach. So he said, why not? So one possibility we mentioned that, or Zeru himself mentions, that here it could be that it's not similar to a tree. You can't learn that dirt from trees, because dirt is Mechuber Gomer. So then, Tisiz Yad Adam doesn't Aser Bechal. That's one possibility. The Ber Yitzchak says another Teretz of the Torah, that the Torah holds that it's only a Nesar, like by Netovu Mitchil Shem Kach, Fi the Rabban, when it will be Nesar with the Netiyah. And here, the Kever, when you make the Kever, so it's not Nesar until you put the mace inside. And the Chazon Ish is another Teretz, that the holding of Netovu Mitchil Shem Kach is only Shaykh by Avodah Zarah, where it's Aser because of the Machshava. She'in kein by mace, where you need the actual Shemesh HaMace. So if it's not being Meshamish the mace right now, if the time that it's Meshamish the mace, it's Mechubur, so then it cannot be Neser. The Gemara afterwards brings the Machloikas by Avnei Harshin Adaldalu. Machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Bnei Rabbi Chiya. Avnei Harshin Adaldalu, if they're Mutter or Aser. You had a rock which became dislodged. It's before in the word Gemara that it's no longer called Mechubur. It's actually now detached, dislodged from the mountain, no longer called Mechuber. So what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is the heter of Mechuber and Balchai because they're Ein Mem Tfisas Yad Adam. There was no person involved in their creation, in the situation of the Mechuber or the Balchai. It just happened on its own. People weren't involved in making it. So also, who are then Avnei Harshin and Daldalu are Mutter, because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. Mars before that should have been that's really the Sfar Chitzayna, that should be true. The one that Aser says, because it says Shaketz to Shaksenu, Visayv to Tzahavenu, that even though you really should learn out of Mechuber and Baal Chai, say that it's Mutter because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, but the Torah was specifically answered it, a Chumrah, that Aser's even things which there are no Tfisas Yad Adam, they are still Aser. But before in the Gemara here, that the Machlekes is by anything which has no Tfisas Yad Adam, not only by Avnei Harshin and Adaldalu. Also an egg that falls out of a chicken, that's born from a chicken, so it's not a Baal Chai, but there's no Tfisas Yad Adam in making the egg. So also in this we have the Machlekes. Between, is Dover She'im Tfisas Yad Adam is Mutter or Aser. If a person moves the egg, or moves the rock, then it's called Tfisas Yad Adam, and it's for sure Aser. But when the thing is in its natural state, where it became dislodged from the Mechubur, from the Baal Chai, like the rock from the mountain, or the egg from the chicken. So now we have Machlekes, when something which is not Mechubur or Baal Chai, but there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, isn't Mutter or Aser. Man Domer that holds that it's Mutter, that it's Aser, because of the Pasuk, so he holds that even a case where there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, it's still Aser. So what is the klal of Behema and Mechuber? It must be that he holds that the kula of Behema and Mechuber is not because ain't Tfisas Yad Adam. Harai holds that even though there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, it's still Aser. But each one is its own ptur. There's a heter of Baal Chai, and there's a heter of Mechuber. Those are two different categories of where it's not chal, it's Ravoy Dezara. Either because something is a Baal Chai, or it's because it's Mechuber. Either one is independently a reason why to make things Mutter. But it's not because it's Tfisas Yad Adam. The man that holds that it's Aser, then he makes learns out of it Tzara Shoveh. He holds that the Yisoid of the Heter of Behema and Mechuber is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. That's always the call of a Tzara Shoveh. Tehi says in Baba Kama Dav Beis that the call of a Tzara Shoveh is Eina Chumrois Gor Mois Adin. And the Tzara Shavah is to understand the defining characteristic of the things and saying that that's really what causes the din. So here, the one that holds that by Ein Tfisas Yad Adam holds that it's Mutter, he holds that the Yisoid of both Baal Chai and Mechuber, why they're Mutter is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. So Meili is able to learn out other things which are not Baal Chai and Mechuber. Because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, therefore they're Mutter. But the one that holds that it's Aser, he holds that the side of the Heter is because not because of natis yad adam, but rather balchai is hafka, mechuber is hafka. Or Sameach speaks this out in your Sameach in Perek Ches of Erezar Lahalacha Beis speaks out that comes out. Is the heter because ain't fis yad adam, or the heter is because balchai mechuber, each one is a heter. So the mashal. So we see this clearly. Kegar asks an interesting question. Kegar asks, at the end of the day, the Gemara wants to make a pircha on the Tzara Shoven, because lo nishtanu mi briyosan. Lo nishtanu mi briyosan, so therefore we can learn out to Avnei Harshin et Aldolu. The Gemara says, no, so we'll learn out from a behema ba'alas mum and mechuber, or we'll learn out from an ilan yavesh and a behema tama. So as for Kegar, how can we learn out from behema ba'alas mum? How are the makar of the heter of Baal Chai, that it's not Nesar Lehedyot. How do we know that a Baal Chai is not Nesar Lehedyot? So you mentioned yesterday from the Gemara that for the fact that the Torah answers Nevad Legovaya, if Nevad would be Osher Lehedyot, if the Baal Chai would be Osher Lehedyot, so you don't need a new Pasuk to Osher Legovaya. Anything which is Osher Lehedyot is Mimela Osher Legovaya. So in the fact we have a unique Isser of Baal Chai Legovaya, that teaches us that lehedyot it's mutter. It's more in the Gemara. So asks Rabbi Kiviger that harei hagri learn out from a behema ba'al asmum and a mechuber and a har harei behema ba'al asmum maybe is taka aser. The whole makor to say that a baal chai is not nesar. It's from a baal chai which is right to be a korban, and the Torah asked it because of nevar. That's a behema tama. A behema ba'al asmum. So there we don't have the whole yafusa. So maybe there la'olam it's aser even lehedit behema ba'al asmum, and we have no, our whole basis to learn out the iser the heter here is from the fact that a behema ba'al asmum is also mutra lehedit. Maybe not. Maybe behema ba'al asmum is asher lehedit. That's Rukeger's question. The answer to Kriyager that the whole pircha of Nishtanu mi Briyosan is a pircha koldu, and we only ask it on a Tzara Shoven. And this is a klal the Gemara says in numerous places that on a Tzara Shoven we could ask things which are just stam, something that's unique about them, even though it's not a chumah or not a kula. When you normally have a limud, so then we ask only things which make sense to ask. When you have things to learn out of a mamatzinu or a kavachomer. So then we prove that no, maybe even that thing is different, is more kal or more chomer for the certain reason. So Kriyager says, by us, there's really no difference between a behema ba'al asmum and a behema tama. So it's true, when the Torah told me the heter of baal chai lehediyot, it told me by behema tama. But I have no reason to say there's a difference between a behema tama and a behema ba'al asmum. If the Torah is matir behema tama, that was nevan, so it also should be matir behema ba'al asmum when it's nevan. But when we learn out of a Tzara Shoveh to Aser, to be Matir, sorry, anything which is a which has no Tfisi and Adam, so then because we learn out of a Tzara Shoveh, so we can ask anything that's weird or unique about them, that also can be asked as a Pircha. So we also ask the Pircha of Lonishtanu Mibriyasam. That's what Kegar says proud in the Gemara. However, we could take the question from Kegar one step further, and that's a little bit more difficult, the question. That the Maisa Lamanda Omar that holds that is Machmir by Avni Harshin et Aldolu. Why? Because he agrees that Betim should be Matir because of the Tzara Shoveh. But he says that Shaki Tishaksenu, Isaiv Tisavenu is a Chumra that Torah is going to answer everything. So to him, how do we really know that a Behema Balas Mum is Mutra Lehejit? Hare, we see the Torah gave Stam Chumras. Torah said, it's true, we know things should be mutter, but you only can take the kula exactly what was said. Don't take anything more. You have a nice svara to say that anything which is not fis yad adam is mutter. It's a beautiful svara. Torah says, afal piking, tzayv tzavenu, shakei tzashaksenu, it's still aser. So let's say that same svara to aser behem balas mum. We don't have mefurish a pasuk that it's mutter. So maybe it's learned out of the ribui of shakei tzashaksenu, tzayv tzavenu, to aser it. Elamai, lochayra. That the previous Yisrael, we said from the Ur Sameach, that that the man the Amr that says that learned out the riboy of Shaket Shaksenu Saif Tisavenu is to say that the Yesoid of the Heter of Balchai and Mechuber is not because there's no Jesus yet Adam. Rather, the Yesoid of the Heter is because Balchai is a Heter and Mechuber is a Heter, each one is its own Heter. So therefore we have other things which are not Balchai and not Mechuber, but they're no Jesus yet Adam, so we're gonna answer that. But in a Baal Chai itself, there's no tain anymore. This man held that the heter of Baal Chai is because it's a Baal Chai. If that's the case, so there's no difference between a behemah tama and a behemah Baal Asmum. The asserted heter is because it's a Baal Chai. And within Bihar, the asserted heter is because it's mechuber. We're no longer looking to make not just tama reboot to answer everything. Rather, we just took the klal of Baal Chai and Mechuber and left each one of them as a klal, and we didn't make a tzara shove say that the yisoid of them is because there's no tfisas yad adam. That's very, very geshmak. Just one aura I had here on this machoik is really on the man, the Omar, that holds that there's no tfisas yad adam is usher, and the heter is because of Behema's a heter and Mechuber's a heter. What's the Indian of the sugi we saw yesterday of Neto Mitchil L'Shem Kach? Rashi speaks out. Then there's a Tfisas Yad Adam to make it an Avodah Zarah, and by Neto B'Soif Avdai L'Fir Reb Yehuda's Aser, it's also called the Tfisas Yad Adam. Rashi says, even though it's not L'Shem Avodah Zarah, all of that is move on L'Man D'Amar that the heter of Mechuber is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. So then, when I see there is a Tfisas Yad Adam, then I could already done to answer it. But according to the Man D'Amar, that the heter is not because it's no Tfisas Yad Adam. Heter is because it's mechuber dafka, and something which is not mechuber, when there's a Tfisas Yad Adam, it answers. So the whole heter of mechuber is because it's mechuber. So l'chayra, in these cases, l'mais it's still mechuber. So the svaras before would say there's a person is involved in them, but it's still mechuber. If the heter of mechuber is because heyoisei mechuber, that itself because it's mechuber, so why do I care that there's tfisas yad adam? Why is that a svara to aser? So be mashmir to me from this question a little bit nusach acher than the Ur Sameach. The Sameach we says that b'sofei shel davar the heter both of Baal Chai and of mechuber are not related to tfisas yad adam bichlal. According to the man of Amar that holds that that avnei harshin and daladulu are aser. Heter Baal Chai and Mechuber is Baal Chai because it's a Baal Chai, Mechuber because it's a Mechuber. It's an Afkamin and Hemshech HaSugya. It says you can't be Mechlal, be Medame, the Isser, the Dinim of Baal Chai and Mechuber to each other. Who tells us what the reason is? Baal Chai because it's Baal Chai and Mechuber because it's Mechuber. And who has Nevua to know what that there's any connection between them? That's what he says. L'chayr to me be mashmir not that way. That be Yisoid L'kulei Alma, the Tour, the heter of Baal Chai and Mechuber is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. Just the question is, in the Gemara is that Man Domer holds that Avni Harsh and Dal Dulu are Aser. He holds that we learn out from them a klal to everything which has no Tfisas Yad Adam. Mashing in the Man Domer that holds that they're Aser, the Avni Harsh and Dal Dulu, he holds that there's a that the heter of Baal Chai is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam and it's a Baal Chai. And the heter of Ahar is that there's no Tfisas Yad Adam of being Mechuber. One of the shirish of both of them is that there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. But we don't see the Torah made it as a klal. Anything which has no Tfisas Yad Adam is mutter. Just the unique expression of the unique example of Baal Chai, this type of no Tfisas Yad Adam is mutter. And there's another case of no Tfisas Yad Adam which is mutter, which is Mechuber. Really, we see in the Gemara that even before the Gemara came into it, Tzara Shaveh, the Gemara said, even before the Gemara went to Baal Chai, Gemara understood the shirish of the heter by Har was because no Tfisas Yad Adam. The Gemara wanted to learn out of a klal to everywhere. Gemara said no, but then maybe here it's different because it's mechuber. But the example of no Tfisas Yad Adam of a mechuber. There's the example of no Tfisas Yad Adam of a Baal Chai. And each one is its unique form of no Tfisas Yad Adam. But there's no klal that anything which is no Tfisas Yad Adam is mutter. That could be the machlokes in the Gemara. But everyone knows that the heter is totally notis out of the deyotam. And that's what we understand by an asherah, that when it's netol mitchil l'shem kach, or afilu netol seif avdoi, that it's called tfisat adam, and therefore will be awesome. We could still answer the question we asked before. We asked the question that the man d'amr that holds that avni harsh and dalu are aser, why doesn't he use his ribui to say that also a behemah ba'alas mum is going to be aser? So if it's because the Torah only spoke about it, a behemah tama, we could still say that it's not that the heter of behemah is because it's behemah. That was the nusach we said a few minutes ago. Now we're taking a different nusach. The heter of behemah is because it's a note tfisas yidei adam of a behemah. But either way, whether it's because it's a behemah or because it's a note tfisas yidei adam in the form of a behemah, either way, it's a klal of anything which is a behemah, not tfisas yidei adam. So that includes both a behemah tam and a behemah ba'al asmo. It's not this man d'amar holds that it's specifically the har or the behemah that the Torah spoke about. Avada, there's a klal. The question is, what is that klal? The Sameach understood it's totally any Baal Chai or any Mechubar unrelated to the Tfis Yidei Adam. We're going to say that it's totally there's no Tfis Yidei Adam in the form of a Baal Chai or the form of Mechubar. That's Akoponim, the Sugiv here in the Mand Omer that holds that it's Usr. The Mand Omer holds that it's Mutter, yields at the Klal of Baal Chai and Mechubar. It's because there's no Tfis Yidei Adam, and who are then everything which is no Tfis Yidei Adam is mutter. Another point in the Gemara brings at the end of the Amud, Sadik of Rami Bar Chama, Mishtacha de Lahar, Avon of Ma'olim is Beach. So the person bowed down to the mountain did not become Aser. Lehediat, it's mutter. What's the din of the Avon to the Mizbeach? The question is, Yesh Nevad M'chubar Yitzel M'kavaya, or Yeh Nevad M'chubar Yitzel M'kavaya? Is there B'chlal Chal Hashem Nevad or not? And if there is, what about is machshiri carbon ke carbon? In order to aser, we need to come out to two things: that yesh nevad b'mechubar, and also then machshiri carbon ke carbon. So first, just in pshat, the Teis Rid speaks out that Israel is the one who took the rock out of the mountain. Because if a goy would take it out, then it would be mutter. I know the person people bow down to a mountain. And then someone came and took the rocks out. And now we want to know. Can we use these rocks for the mizbeach? Says the Rid that if a goy would take it out, so because the goy is mevatel the avodah zara, so then if it's shor mutter legavaya. But when Yisrael takes it out, Yisrael cannot be mevatel avodah zara. So then that's the subject of the Gemara. It's shver that the Gemara subject and amid beis by mishtachar lechitin kimchon ma'olam mizbeach. So the Rid learns there, we'll see later on, the Rid learns you're talking about that you bow down to Chitim Tlushim. And the question is, what's the din of their Kemach for the Mizbeach? So the Rid says there that the Gabe had to their Mutter because it's Bittel. A Goy is the one who turned them into Chitim, into Kemach. A Goy ground them up. So now there's Bittel. And that's why they're Mutter for Hedyot. And we're only the Sotik Lagabe Govaya. That's how the Rid learns. So there's a sechar steer in the Rid. The Rid by us, by the Har, the Rid is before that, even though that if there's bittel, then it's a sure mutter. And the Rid by the Chitim holds that even though there's bittel, there's still a suffix in the Gemara. So yeah, what's clear in the Rid is that there's a difference between whether it's Asher Lehedyot or whether it's Mutter Lehedyot. By the Har, where it's Mutter Lehedyot, then the Rid holds that if the Goy is Mevatel, the Shem Avodah Zarah, so then there's no more trace of Avodah Zarah Bechlal. And then it's a sure Mutter Legavaya. When the chivit is nesar, like chitim, where the chitim are tlushim according to the Rid, chitim are tlushim and they were nesar, so even though the bittel works to mafkia, isr lehediot, but it's still considered most, there's still the chefta is still a disgusting chefta of the fact that it was chal and hashem avodah zarah. So then it could still be that it's asher legavaya. This concept we have also in Teis later on in Daf Mem Zayin according to the Maram, that bittel that happens after something is already an avodah zarah and asher lehediot will not be matir legabe gavoya or legabe mitzvahs, but if it was only the israel only was not chal legabe hediot, then bittel works entirely. But now back to the ikar safik of the Gemara. Safik the Gemara is a safik whether there is a nevah b'mechubar or not. So Rashi says the bottom Rashi on Memvav Mar Aleph Rashi says nevah de bali chayim asher legavoya. So Rashi says, and Rashi learned it from the Hemshech of the Gemara, that the question of the Gemara is, do we learn out Mechubar from Bal Chai? Bal Chai, we see that even though it's not Chal and Isra Lehediyat, it is Chal and Isra Lagavaya. So do we say the same thing by Mechubar? Even though it's not Chal and Isra Lehediyat, it will be Chal and Isra Lagavaya or not. So we here in the Lashon of Rashi that the Isra of Bal Chai Lagavaya is because it's Chal Shem Nevar Alav. And that's where, and therefore the Gemara's mistopic is also by Gavoya. We said that, do we say that will be Chal Shem Nevar Alav? This is Mavur Rashi. It's also, it seems to be the opinion of Rashi in Meseches Chulin and Daf Mem. Rashi holds, like the Pasha Gemara, that person that bows down to someone else's behema, he does not aser it even Lagavoya. Because Ein Adam Oyser Dover Sheinu Shaloi. So you can't aser something which is not yours. So also Isra Lagavoya does not apply to something which is not yours. For that the Isser of Nevad Lagavaya is an Chalois Shem in the Chefza. An Isser that Chal in the Chefza, that it becomes a Nevad, and it's Osser Lagavaya. And therefore, you can't Aser Dover Shem Shaloi. That's like Rashi's Vayas, it's Chal Shem Nevad to Aser it. And Behemah, and the word is topic by Baal Chai. So we got that the Briskarov learns not the way B'das HaRambam. The Rambam argues on the Din of Rashi in Chulin. The Rambam says that someone that bows down to someone else's Behemah, he does Asher Lagavaya. Rambam's Makor is from the Yerushalmi. That's the Rambam Paskins. So the Biskarov explains, the Biskarov in Hilchos Avodah Zarah explains that the Rambam held that the Isser of Nevad Lagavaya is not a Chalois Isser in the Cheftza like this Isser Lehedit. Rather, it's the Maisa, a Maisa Vera that's done in the Behema Asers it. Says the Biskarov, similar to a Negeach and a Reveya or Nirva. That it's a maisa negicha or a maisa revia, asers the behema legavaya. It's not that it becomes a nevad, not that it's a chalois shem in the chefza, but it's a certain maisa is what asers it. So to then a maisa of bowing down of being oived, someone's behema asers it. So loishna the bailim loishna somebody else. It's not a chalois in the chefza that he becomes that the behema becomes aser legavaya. That's with Asaramba, the Briskarov, but Rashi before not that way. There is a din of Ein Adam Oyser Dover Sheinu Shaloi. And Rashi says by us that it's Chayal Shem Nevar, that it's Chayal Shem Nevar to Aser it. And that's more something, does that apply to Mechubar or not? That was just from the Lashon of Rashi. The Gemara itself is no Hechacha to the Yisrael of Rashi, not the Rambam. So the Rambam that Isra of Behemoth is cause a Maisa of a Maisav Veda to the Behema answers it. So we could have the same something by a Mechubar. Maybe the Maisav Veda could answer Mechubar. Look over here. The Yisrael of the Gemara is fine with the Rambam. Just the Lashon of Rashi is the Har L'Shitasai and not like the Rambam. And not like the Briskarov. But the Iker Sadik of the Gemara, though, is sort of beer in the, what we spoke about yesterday. So just speak out the Sadim of here. Again, the Gemara is a Sufik. Do we learn out that just like a Baal Chai is Mutra Lehedyet and Osra Lagavaya, so to a Mechubar is Mutra Lehedyet and Osra Lagavaya. Or no, Dafka Baal Chai is Osra Lagavaya, but a Mechubar is Yeh Mutra Lagavaya. So we mentioned yesterday, Machlokes Rishonim, whether a Mechubar becomes an Avodah Zarah or not. The opinion of Rashi is that Mechubar is not an Avodah Zarah. That's the opinion of Rashi. Rabbi Nutam holds, I know, that a Mechubar is an Avodah Zarah. Just, and the Akadikachim, the Tikroi, this is also according to Rabbeinu Tam. Just, there's no Isser Chal on the Mechubar. But the Mechubar is an Avodah Zarah. Mashiach, according to Rashi, the Mechubar is not an Avodah Zarah, not an Avodah Zarah Bechlal. What does Rashi hold about a Baal Chai? Does Rashi says that a Mechubar is not an Avodah Zarah? The Tikroi, this is a Mechubar is Mutter. What happens if a person brings a Korban to a Behema? Is that Nasar? Does the Behema become an Avodah Zarah? So in Rashi and Chulin, there's a mavur that a behema is yechal. It does yet become an avodah zarah. Rashi brings the pasuk in Parshas Vayira. He nizbach es tevas mitzrayim leinei leinehim v'lo yiskalunu. The fact that Torah calls him avodah zarah tevas mitzrayim, so we see that a behema is yen avodah zarah. So in Cain, the chor, there's a very big difference between a mechubar and a baal chai in our Gemara. By a Baal Chai, we see that a Baal Chai becomes an Avodah Zarah. So it just it's not chal and iser lehedyet, but the Baal Chai becomes an avodah zarah. So imkain, we understand why the Baal Chai is asur legavaya, because it became an avodah zarah. So it's chal and avodah zarah and the shem avodah zarah. Just is there's no iser legavi hedyet, but legavi gavaya there is an iser because it became an avodah zarah. Makes a lot of sense. How can we want to learn out from there to asur a mechuber? A mechuber pasha is not an avodah zarah b'chol. There's no avodah zarah here. So what's it sad that it should be asur legavaya? So you have to say lefi Rashi that the subject of the Gemara wasn't to learn out from Baal Chai. Really, it's true. There's no makar from Baal Chai, because Baal Chai, as we said, became an avodah zarah, and therefore it's very logical that it's asur legavaya because it's an avodah zarah. It's not going to no makar from Baal Chai. Rashi is just saying that Baal Chai we know is asur, and here there's a subject in the Gemara. But the tzad to asur is not to be medamet to Baal Chai. Just the subject exists by itself. Do we say that mechuber is nesar legavaya or not? But and the Gemara really learns out before that the tzad to asur is a unique limud that esnan. Rashi learned out of the bias that an esnan is asur mechuber is asur legavaya. But not there's no mamatzinu to learn out from Baal Chai. That's fine. So at least it's not we didn't think that mechuber was as bad as Baal Chai. But it's still shver l'fi Rashi. What was it sad that mechuber should be asur bechlal? If mechuber did not become an avodah zara, the pasuk nothing happened. It wasn't chal. Nothing. It was no avodah zara bechlal. So what's it sad that to asur l'gabei gavaya? There's no avodah zara bechlal. How can we asur l'gabei gavaya? So I thought to say l'chatchila. I thought to say in Rashi that the tzad asur l'gavaya that even though it's not chal she nevar on the mechuber, but similar to what the Brisker Rav says in the Isser of Nevar by Baal Chai, that the Maisa of Avoyda can answer it. So it's Mos Lagavoya, the fact that they were Oyvid this Har. So therefore, even though it's not going to be a Nevar Bichla, it's not Chalashim Nevar and the Chefza, but it's still not to answer it. Because the Maisa Avoyda can answer it. People did something wrong to it, so Lagabi Gavoya, that's enough to answer. Nafkamina would come out, that also you bow down somebody else's Har, would also be Asr. Theoretically, it could be, but as we mentioned before, the Lashon Rashi is before not that way. Lashon Rashi is the question is Michael Shem Nevad ala Mechuber lo Asrei. Is it Chal Shem Nevad? Did the Mechuber become a Nevad? That's very difficult. Lefi Rashi, it's not an Avodah Zarah. How could it be a Nevad? So, Chara Muchach here in Rashi is that the being a Nevad is not telling being an Avodah Zarah or not. It's true, it's not an Eliha, it's not an Avodah Zarah, the Mechuber. But a nevad means something which was worshipped. The iser of nevad legavaya is not because the behemah became an avodah zarah. The iser of nevad legavaya is because it was an object which was worshipped. Something which was worshipped is the Torah passes it. So it's about a chaloy shame in the cheftza, and you only can do it to your own thing, like a behemah. But the soy shem nevad isn't because it became an Eloiha. That's a din for the dinim in hediyot, a din of whether the thing is nesar, whether the tikravis is nesar, all that it's whether the thing that was nevar was became an avodah zara or not, did not become an avodah zara. But the isra l'gavaya is not totally whether it became an Eloiha or not. It's was it nevar or not? Something which is nevar is nesar l'gavaya. So the mice, this was nevar. The shame nevar, the fact that it was worshipped, is a chaloy's shame which asks l'gavaya. That's the Chara Muchach from Rashi by us. That's all in Rashi. In Rabbeinu Tam, we have to understand the other side of the Gemara is difficult to understand. Rabbeinu Tam that holds that a mechuber does become an Eloiha, and the tekravis is yeh nesar. So what was the tzad in the Gemara to say that it's mutter? Hare, why should it be aser? It's a mamshin avodah zara. What tzad should we learn out that it should be mutter? L'chayre, you have tzeil of your benetan, that even though the har becomes an avodah zara, but it's not for anything which is din. There's no din chal in the har. What's an afkamina? The har becoming an avodah zara. The tikrovis is aser. The oivid is chayiv misa. The kalim are aser. All those are things that are external to the har, but because the har itself is mutter, did not become Nesar in Avodah Zarah. So we never find any din that was tchal in the har to for the har itself. The isra avodah zarah, no isurim of avodah zarah can be chal in the har. Lematzinu l'gabe hedyot. So that's the Gemara Safik. For Gavoya, can I say that there's an isra chal in the har? The har itself becomes usur for avodah zarah. It's mashed also there by Baal Chai that way. That Baal Chai, it's isra lehed legavoya, is that it could be chal on it itself. That it's chal on it and isra legabe gavoya. But in hedyot, it's not chal on it any isurim. For sure it's an avodah zarah. But it itself is mufk from any chalois din on it. That, to change its dinim. Just things that are done to it become nesar. The person is chayiv, the tekrevis is chayiv, is aser. But the balchai itself, lehedyot, is entirely mutter. But yet, legabe gavoya, it's this chadish that it can be chal and iser in the cheft. So that's the Gemara Safik. By har do we say that also? Even though the har is an avodah zarah, but legabe hedyot, it was never chal din in the cheft. Mashma like this in the Ramban. Ramban says that the subject of the Gemara, Mi amrino and midi davi abalei chayim de asiri, oidil mahatzim gzir sakosafu, v'hocha eloheim alahorim v'lo yahorim eloheim amrachman v'afiu lo gavoy ashori. Do we say that a mechuber is also like a balchai? Or no? There's a gzir sakosuf, eloheim alahorim v'lo yahorim eloheim amrachman. Even though the Ramban himself says that the har becomes an eloha. But he means that it becomes an eloha, but it's not chal on it comes in aliyah legabit mechay of the oivid and all that, but it's not a dinin that chal on it. It itself stays mutter, and even legavoy it's going to be mutter. So Akobanim, just to summarize what we saw in the suffix of the Gemara, that according to Rashi the har is not an avodah zarah. We have to say that the tata aser nevar is that even though it's not a cheft of an avodah zarah, as long as it was worshipped. So then it could be chal on it an iser of being nevar. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's fakert. That even though it is an avodah zarah, but because it's no chalois in the chefzah l'gabi hedyot, in order to ask l'gavaya, we need a chalois shem avodah zarah in the chefzah, that it itself is chal in a dinim of avodah zarah. And that was a sofik, was a nischadish l'gabi gavaya. It might have been more in the Gemara that this din is a machlekes amaroyu, to whether there is a shame of with the Isser of Nevat, Legabi Mechuber, Legavoya. Another point here is the next topic of the Gemara, the Naman Beis. The topic of the Gemara is Yesh Shinoi bin Nevat or Ain Shinoi bin Nevat. So the person that bows down to Chitim, are the Chitim much or the Mizbeach or not? Yesh Shinoi bin Nevat or Ain Shinoi bin Nevat. So Rashi says that this topic of the Gemara is only by mechuber, because if it would be tolush, so because it's aser lehedyot, so then for sure it's aser legavaya. That's the klal. Then it's sort of mashke Yisrael. Anything which aser ba'achila kol shkein ba'ano lehedyot is for sure aser legavaya. So therefore Rashi says the subject of the Gemara must be talking about when it was mechuber. However, the Rabbeinu Chanan was going to say we're talking about it was tolush. So what's with Rashi's question? That if it's Asr Lahedi, then it's Koshke and Asr Lagavaya. So answers the Tesis Rid, that we're talking about that there was a Bittel. The Goy was the one who ground it up. That's called a Bittel. So, and still, we have the Mars Mustabik Lagavaya, because it's Mos or not, so is that a Psul Lagavaya or not? But Lagabi Hedi, the Isra Spaka, because I did the Bittel of the Goy. That's how the Chor of the Rina Hanana learned. But Rashi and most of the Rishonim learned that the Gemara Safik here is talking about that it was Mechuber. And the Gemara as a Chakira, whether there's a psul of whether there's a heter of Shinui, legabi Gavoya. Tezis has a very big question over here. Tezis Maschil, Ye Shinui, asks that the whole Tzad Ta'aser, Mechuber, legavoya, is from a limud from Esnan, as we saw earlier in the Amud. That Esnan is Aser. Even legavaya, that was Rava's. That's what Rava held. So, and then we learn that Huadin Nevat is also even legavaya. So, Esnan is also even a mechuber, and the Huadin Esnan is going to Huadin Nevat will be also even a mechuber. So the makar to learn out again the Isra of Nevat the mechuber is from Esnan. Says Tosfos, the famous Gemara in Parag Meruba, that it's also in Meseches Tmura, but it's famous because of Perek Meruba, that Esnan is Mutter B'Shinui. Person gives a Zayna Chitin, and she makes it into Soiles, or he gives her Zaysim, and she makes it into Shemen. So it's Mutter. Because just like there's a cloud of Shinui Kaina by Kinyane, by Gzela, who I then by Esnan, that the Isser Esnan was only Chal on the Chitim and not on Soiles. And therefore Shinui is Mutter by Esnan. In fact, to ask Stasis, your whole tzad to answer mechuber legavaya is from Esnan, because Esnan is also from mechuber who adin nevar is also from mechuber. Esnan itself is mutter b'shinui, so in Cain must be that also nevar is mutter b'shinui, because dayal abam adin liyos kenidoin. That asks a very big question on the Gemara. Many Rishonim are bothered by this question. It's obvious question. So Tesis answers the midaraisa vade pshitole di yeshinu binevar kemoi be esnan ela midrabonin hu dekami bayale. And vade Tesis says vade midaraisa it's mutter. There's no shinu binevar. There is a shinu binevar just like there is by esnan. Because dayal abamin and then liyas kenida. The whole question in the Gemara is is it asher midrabonin. Is Shinu Benev going to be Asher Midrabanan? Even though we never find this Isser Drabanan by Esnan, but Midrabanan we made a new Chumra to Asher Nevat even after a Shinui. That was the question of the Gemara. That's what Tesis learns. So it's very, very difficult from the Hohem Shecha Gemara. The Gemara wants to learn out this din, both either Lekula or Lechumra, from the din of a Vlad HaNirvas. The Vlad HaNirvas, the Gemara held, is called a Shinui. And if Vlad and Nirvas is Usr, that shows that Shinui does not matter Lugavaya. And if Vlad and Nirvas is Mutter, shows that Shinui is a matter Lugavaya. All right, what's the Raya? We know that, let's say, on the side of Vlad and Nirvas is Mutter, then also over here it's going to be Mutter. No, there's no Raya Bechlal. Also here it's Mutter Midaraisa. Vlad and Nirvas, what are you proving that? It's Mutter Midaraisa? So it's true. Also by Nevar it's Mutter Midaraisa. We even knew Tzah to Asr Midrabanan. So on that you have no Raya from Vlad and Nirvas. Very, very difficult in Pshat. How did the Gemara want to learn out from there? So the Chazon Ish in Baba Kama, Simin Yud Zayin Tivkotin Chof, says with Asa Tesis that Iker Sadeh the Gemara was by Bal Chai. Is Shinui Matur Bal Chai Midaraisa? That was the Safik. The Safik of the Gemara was a Safik Daraisa. Is Shinui Matur Bal Chai? But when we have an Isra on a Bal Chai, is Shinui Matur it? If it will be Matur over there, then also there will be no Isser Drabanan by Nevar and Mechuber. And if Shinui is not Matir Bal Chai, then there will be an Isser Drabanan. And the side of the Safik is the Safik in Daraisa by Bal Chai. And the Din by Nevar is learned out from that. The Din by Nevar by Mechuber, which is the Shailon Drabanan, is learned out from that. So that's where the Gemara goes to prove by the Vlad and Nirvas what the Din of Shinui by Bal Chai is Midaraisa. And Mei will make an Afkamina by Shinui by Mechuber. Midrabanan. That's how the Chazon Ish answers the thesis. Yeah, a little bit deichak, harna mashmaze in the Gemara, but that thesis is mamish very shver. However, look at this Iker question. We could have a nice answer to this question according to the Urayim. Urayim that Fager's Mitzayin there in Perek Meruba on the din of Esnan. The Gemara there is an interesting Gemara, the Gemara in Meruba and in Hagozel Eitzim. Gemara learns out from the machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel whether Esnan is matir, whether Shinui is matir by Esnan, or whether they hold a Shinui kaina or ain't Shinui kaina. And when a person gives a zayna chite that she makes it into soiles, so according to beis Hillel the soiles is mutter, and according to beis Shammai the soiles is aser. So Gemara says that lafi beis Hillel Shinui kaina, lafi beis Shammai Shinui ain't kaina. That's the Gemara there. So look, from Riyata Tzarech Bir, what's the connection of one is the question whether it's Chali Surim, when Israel is Chal, if it's Paka. The question is Shinu Kaina, is a Shail of Kinyonim, like Abig Zela, has Gemara Madama one or the other? That's a question that the Acharnim talk about in Yeshua, many Acharnim talk about there in Parak Maruba. But the Urayim holds the question so much that he learns a different Pshan in the Gemara. The Urayim, it's Reim in Simin Reish Sadi Gimel, but in the old Fusim, it's in Simin Reish Zayin. The mitzvah of Esnan. In the end of this Simin, the Reim says the following. that he learns that the Machlokes Shammai Beis Hillel was talking about Nosan Lachit and Bes Nana. V'amar Lachasha Avoy Alaych Yehloch Bes Nanech. He said, "I'm going to give you chitim as your esna." The loich chalitz or esna not yavo aleh. The ason soiles koinem bia. He said he's going to give her chitim. He put the chitim on the side, and the chitim is only going to become an esna in b'shas bia. And before the bia, then she made it into soiles. So now it's a question: is she koinem b'shinui or not koinem b'shinui? It's not the question whether the iser esna is chal in it or not. The real question is she if she's koinem b'shinui. So then there's no Isra Esan Chal in it. If she's not Koyin B'Shinui, so then the Isra Esan is Chal. So Beis Shammai hold that she's not Koyin B'Shinui and the Mela of Isra Esan is Chal in it. And Beis Hillel said that she was Koyin B'Shinui, so the Mela of there's no Isra Esan Chal. But again, it's talking about not after he gave it to her already and it became hers, she was Mishanet. She was Mishanet before he gave it to her. He put it on the side. He's going, they were Miyachadit, that it will become hers B'Shas Bia. And before the Bia, she was Mishanet. So she was a Gazlan. So you have to question whether a Gazlan is Koine B'Shinui. That's how he learns. That's why it's mamish connected to the question of Shinui Koine, the Gabi Gzela. And the Yerayim concludes, Kach nearly perish Iker. V'hamefarish, v'ason soiles, v'achar shechal lehin yeser esnan. Lo yitokhin tam d'Shinui Koine. If you see that the Gemara is talking about that he already gave it to her, and then she was Mishanet, how is that connected to Shinui Koine? He b'shvil sheknam b'shinui yu mutu asurim in yochol yashiv atam. Who cares whether she's Koine or not Koine? If it became Asr b'esnan, so it's always Asr b'esnan. The fact that she changes later on does not make it mutter. So that's why the Rim is argues with other Mefarshim, and he learns that the question is only is that she was Mishanet before and she was a Gazlan. So now that's the question of Shinui Koine. The Kabbalim with the Rim, our Gemara is Gevaldik. All the other Rishonim. We have a chiddush by Esnan that even though it's chal and iser Esnan, when he gives it to her, because she's mishanet, so it becomes a mutter. So we see yesh shinui legabe Esnan. So if there's shinui legabe Esnan, then avad there should be shinui legabe nevad, which is learned out of Esnan. That was the question of Tesis. According to the Reim, no, ein shinui legabe Esnan. We don't find that legabe Esnan. Once you give it to her, it can be poka the iser. We never find that. So memela. The question of the Gemara is good. Even though we learn out Nevar from Esnan, we still have a tzan that Shinui is matur legabi Nevar. That's l'fi the reim that question is miyushuf. Just the mice, there's a little aura a fakerta aura in the reim. It's mashma that once it's chal the iser Esnan, then for sure it says also forever. Then Shinui shouldn't be matur, and because she's koyin b'Shinui, should be mutter. It already became aser. Our Gemara is a suffix. Our Gemara is a suffix that Shinui should be matur legabi Nevar. If Shinui is matro legabe nevad, then l'chayr should be matro legabe esnan also. L'chayr should be the same thing. I don't know why nevad should be more kal than esnan. Maybe, yeah. But akubanim, the reim is mashma, there's no tzad that Shinui is matter. But esnan gemar is mashma, there is a tzad. So that line is problematic on the reim. But the ikur shita that the reim holds, the reim, there's no gemar mefureshes that says that Shinui is matro legabe esnan. Fi the our gemara, it would be is gevaldik. I'd come for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.